welcome to another edition, episode...
Tris.
Yeah. Of We're Locked and Loaded. Again, thank everyone for listening, for downloading, for commenting, for sharing, for texting, for DMing, all that good stuff.
I just said Tris, and now I want some Tris, de leche cheesecake.
Tres leches?
Yeah, tres leches.
Or we used to call back on Woodrow Ave, we would call that a train.
Yeah, no.
Tres leches.
Tres leches.
Yeah, we would call that a train. So when
I have marathons in my head.
So when we speak about, when we, you know what I mean? That's what that would be. Like, yo, getting a tres, you know what I'm saying?
That would be so good. You should take me to Cheesecake Factory.
I thought you were talking about something else.
No.
So
I'm talking about the cheesecake like I originally started talking about.
No, you have a car.
Yep. It's blocked. And it has no gas because, you know.
Because I'm not going to take your car. And we didn't even intro the show. Oh. But, okay, so I'm going to take your car and pump gas. I'm going to take your car.
You're gonna go take to my the gas car station. And gas it up.
And pay for it.
You're going to pump the gas.
And then bring it back.
Absolutely.
Only for you to go out and have, like, a ladies' night.
Where am I going, babe?
Leah, pick a place.
But it doesn't matter. Like, you should always want to make sure that my car is full, at least halfway full, to make sure.
No, that's your responsibility as a car owner.
I can make it back home to my loving husband if I choose to go out.
This is dumb. That's not.
It's not. It's real. No. It's a real thing.
No, it's not.
I need it to be.
Leah, I don't. Like,
it doesn't matter.
As a responsible car owner.
Listen, as my husband, I think that, you know, I'm definitely not one for gender roles in relationships. However, I think that is important, right? Because it makes me feel protected. It makes me feel loved. And it makes me feel secure.
You're full of shit. So first, so the intro, all right, thank everybody for listening, downloading, sharing, commenting, all that good stuff.
Can you sound any more enthusiastic?
Yeah, let me have my drink. So we'll start with our oath. I swear.
I swear.
Come on.
I swear.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Like a shadow that's by
your side. Go ahead.
I swear.
To tell the truth.
Raw and uncut. For richer or for poorer.
Sickness and in health.
We're locked and loaded. Why can't you just say it normal? Like, I repeated it.
Because it definitely felt like we was, like, actually, like...
reading the script?
Taking vows again.
It is. It's a vow.
I understand, but it felt like... So each time, I'm going to feel like I'm standing at the altar again.
That's the idea.
I get it.
You just got to... All right.
So you like to remix stuff.
Give me my glass.
It's ours.
There you go.
Thank you.
Top it off.
That's what I do best.
Oh, yes, Daddy.
Focus, guy. Focus.
You had something you wanted to clarify from the last show. So, the floor is yours.
Oh, so.
Or the bed.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
So, yeah, I think one of the things that I wanted to say pertaining to the last show was that a lot of times, and this is in reference to the royal bath, right? I feel like men in particular choose to withhold information or lie, right? Instead of being forthcoming with their spouse. And I think they fail to realize, you know, there's always conversation like, oh, you can't handle the truth, right? But this is not necessarily true. I think, you know, if you tried being 100% honest with your mate, your spouse, your partner, you'd be surprised at how far things can and will go, right? So let's refrain from, you know, omission and lying, and work on being honest and having honest conversations. Whether you think they are going to hurt your partner's feelings or not, again, there's a ways in which you do it, right? But it's definitely better to be upfront in the beginning as opposed to not being upfront at all.
When you say upfront in the beginning, like, people evolve and desires change and wants and needs changes.
And that's fine. So when that happens, talk about it.
So, hey, Leah, you know, I definitely enjoy your company. I enjoy the time we share with each other. I enjoy our intimacy. But I'm definitely attracted to your friend that you bring around every other weekend. So is it possible for me to see what happens with that? Are you okay with that?
Well, I've been feeling the same way about one of your people.
Flag on the play.
So.
Let's get to it.
Is that?
No.
Is that okay?
Leah, what are we talking about?
I mean, I'm just trying to figure that out.
I gave you a question, not for you to then twist and turn back on me.
So the point,
you cannot look at my guy friends.
And you can look at my female friends? And I know that's hypothetical.
They're out there.
Excuse me? And so aren't your guy friends.
They're not.
Why not?
You cannot do that.
Oh, please.
Jesus, yo. Like,
I'm a firm believer.
I don't want to start the show this way.
I'm a firm believer.
I don't want to hear your firm beliefs.
What
you
is
cannot...
good for the goose is good for the gander.
Yeah. What? Do not look at, don't, you can't do that. Oh. There's nothing.
But why is it acceptable? Again, here we go with the double standards. Why is it acceptable for?
Because it might be your, it might not be your home girlfriend, like your close friend. It might just be like a friend that, like, y'all talk on Facebook.
So then I'm not bringing her around. What are we talking? So now, like, you're changing the dynamics.
Well, either way. I don't know. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter. But you can't do that. So let's not. You know what I mean?
I won't do it.
Don't stir the waters to catch
fish. Yeah, I won't do it. But that's a good way to catch them, though.
Next, what is that all you wanted to say?
I did. I just, you know, just like, it's just really important to be honest with your partner.
So you basically started the podcast with saying that, you know, men need to be truthful and not be liars. And you're allowed to look at my homeboys and fantasize.
And also, yeah, no, that's all, you know.
That's basically what you did to start the show.
No, I didn't say men are liars. I'm just saying that you would get much, much further if you were open and honest with your mate. That goes both ways. However, men assume that females can't handle the truth, and so they don't necessarily express that.
So I propose this, the age-old question. How do I look in distress, babe?
Excuse me?
How do I look in distress, babe?
Be honest.
Oh.
But that doesn't mean, honesty doesn't mean.
You look like a yellow school bus.
Honesty does not mean.
You look like a
blatantly
pig.
Hurting someone's feelings.
You look gross. Don't wear that.
So you can find better verbiage to express that. Babe, I don't think that's a very flattering dress on you. I think you should possibly wear something else because I don't like the way it looks on you.
Your titties are too flat to wear that.
I mean, no.
That's honest, no?
Daniel, again, there's a way in which you can have a conversation without being hurtful and honest at the same time.
I could see a camel toe in those pants.
You know, whatever.
Is that okay?
If you see the fatty, then you see the fatty.
I said the camel toe, not the fatty. Like, all right. go on. You start this time because I started.
I definitely started this time, so.
No, you started with the old thing that you wanted to make an addendum to. That's not starting a topic.
It doesn't matter. I kicked it off now. Go ahead.
Can you please go?
Babe, no, because it makes more sense for you to go first.
Jeez Louise. Marriage expectations.
Again, a little more enthusiasm, honey.
You're not getting no more than this.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want me to refill your cup?
No, thank you.
Oh, okay.
That's another thing.
Keep going.
A double standard.
Keep going.
If I try to get you drunk, it's looked at.
I'm not trying to get you drunk. I just asked if you wanted some more to drink.
You're trying to loosen me up. This ain't drink champs.
No, it can be.
All right. So, marriage expectations.
I'm going to loosen you up for nothing.
Marriage expectations.
What are those?
And is that a thing? So, upon getting married, I didn't believe that was a thing. And everyone always says, like, once you get married, it changes and this, that, and the third. And, like, I wasn't a believer in that. I didn't buy those bag of goods. However, I think that it's definitely truth to it. And some things are unspoken and some things are spoken. And I think in hindsight, we never really walked around like, oh, you know, this is my wife such and such, you know, this is my husband such and such. I mean, I think you probably did it more than me.
I never. Sorry.
Well, you've done it. I feel like you didn't do it all the time, but you definitely...
I didn't.
You did it more than me, Leah.
I didn't do it.
My God, Leah. All right, so you didn't do it. The point is, it's a bad thing to not have done it.
That's nothing to be braggadocious about.
It's a bad thing to not have done it. Because I think in doing that, one, you're showing your spouse the respect, mm-hmm. right? So similarly to, I love how I said that word. You like that?
Not really.
Similarly.
See, you can't even do it again. See, so go ahead.
So like if you say like, oh, this is Dr. Barnes, right? Or you could say, oh, this is
one of my favorite professors in college, Dr. Barnes. I love that lady. Go ahead.
Oh, I thought it was a guy.
Yeah, no. See, look at you.
No. Anyway, so, if you know, when you say doctor, you know what I'm saying? So you say like, oh, this is my husband, such and such, this is my wife, such and such. So I didn't do that because, you know, I just always viewed people who did certain things a certain way. And I kind of lumped them all in to like, you know, when you see, it definitely was a certain population that would do it, but I'm not going to bother putting that out there. But when you see the couples, they're walking and the dude got his hands in her back pocket and they're walking down the street. And just by the way, like that shit's uncomfortable anyway. And it looks stupid.
I mean,
so
again, that's all personal opinion.
I don't know what that's about. But when I would see people do that or, you know, see people like, you know, you're in the middle of talking to somebody and then they bring their spouse over and plop them into the middle of a conversation. I would always
do that all the time, but go ahead.
I plop you into the conversation?
Dog, go ahead.
Well, that's me giving you attention now.
No,
I'm saying like,
sir, stop it. Go ahead.
What are you talking about?
Just go.
Well, anyway, so when people, you know, when people try to, I feel like be overboard or like be super touchy feely. And I always looked at that as like not being genuine, not being real. And it was like something that they was hiding, you know? And for that, I would make sure I would go the opposite, you know what I'm saying? And so even if it was at my detriment, I would not show, you know, caring and affection, and kind gestures and things like that. You know what I'm saying?
So,
at least I thought
you're,
so.
You're definitely like wild right now.
What do you mean?
By not introducing each other as each other's husband or wife, one, that doesn't mean that you were not being kind or attentive. That just means that you just. And not just you, because again, I didn't do it either, right? Like, that was just one of the things that we did not do as an introduction. But you wasn't treating me like shit, and I wasn't treating you like shit just because we didn't introduce each other as husband and wife. Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
No, that's just one piece. I'm not necessarily focing on that. I'm saying like that's mixed with the showing the affection in public and like the taking a bunch of pictures and moo moo, honey, honey, boo boo, yes, doll, yes, honey, oh, lover, oh, so, my, come on, knock it off.
All those extra terms of endearment and then showing affection, right, in public. Like, again, like, if your spouse is not a super touchy-feely person, none of that shit matters. But if that's something that they enjoy or they crave, then that's a different story.
You were a person where I didn't even, like, I would have to kiss you behind the building in Northeastern.
Oh, my goodness.
So I want to put that out there, ladies and germs.
Yep.
So I would walk her from Ruggles to her job. I don't even know where she was working, but she was working, like, behind Northeastern.
I was working I would walk her.
And mind you, it was Northeastern?
Yeah.
Like, you got paychecks of Northeastern?
Absolutely.
All right, so where was I living in?
Doesn't even matter.
No, it does matter. Was I living on Humboldt?
You was living on Humboldt.
Okay, so we would leave from English, get the 42 to Dudley, right? Well, I technically can get off at Dudley and then get the bus home.
But you didn't.
I would go to Ruggles with you, walk you from Ruggles to your job, right? And then we hug and then you give me a granny kiss. And then I walk home. I walk back to Ruggles with my tail between my legs. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you did that shit for months, by the way.
And?
You don't see anything wrong with that.
What's wrong with that?
I'm just asking. Nothing, I guess.
I did not.
You should have put out.
What the hell? Get the hell out of here.
Like, you absolutely should have, like, a handy or something. You should have definitely, like,
handies.
No, the point is, you should have, like I went out of my way.
So that was a choice that you made, right? That was a choice that you made. And that's a choice that I rocked with it, right? Because I definitely had another homie that was willing to pick me up and drive.
Next topic.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
You're out of... Again, it's important for this show, for the continuation, to have order. And you...
Madam, are
being, like, unruly.
We're not.
And disrespectful.
This is eons ago. We were...
Not that long ago.
This is eons... Daniel... Cut the crap. It's well over 20 years ago.
It felt like yesterday to me.
Well over 20 years ago. And, yes, we were dating, but you definitely had your little...
Leah, knock it. Let's get into it. That's not... because, you know what?
What?
So I had a little agenda. Let's get right. I want to put this out. Because you definitely have...
Stick with your agenda.
No, you have narratives that you put
out. There's no narratives, baby.
You have narratives that, like, I had all these... You know, I had, like, a first string team.
You look like a little fairy sprinkling false hope dust on people.
Leah, that's not true. Yes, I'm a nice guy.
That don't mean nothing.
I mean...
That don't mean you wasn't sitting up there sprinkling false hope on folks.
But what's false hope, though? Like, I wasn't like, oh, my God.
I'm glad you asked that question.
All right, pull out your stupid phone.
I don't even need it.
Oh, baby. Listen. You're so beautiful. Like, any guy would love to be with you. And, I didn't do that.
So
I never did that.
I'm not saying that that's some of the things that you did.
I would be the ones the girls would talk to, like, when they're having their stuff. Like, I would listen.
Listen.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't do anything wrong.
Listen, you probably were friend zoned, right?
Yeah, so I didn't do nothing wrong.
But, also, you were very flirtatious.
So what?
And, that flirting, sometimes, was misleading.
What's flirting, Leah?
It's misleading. Oh, that's a great question, too.
What's flirting?
But anyway, it's misleading, right? So sometimes you would give too much attention to a particular individual or multiple individuals, right? And the type of attention that you were given was misleading. So now I got people not liking me because you sprinkled that little false hope on them.
Why couldn't they not like you? Because they just don't like your face.
They didn't know me not to like
me. Or they didn't like that you were wearing duck boots. That's or it. That, you know.
So what you're not going to do is try to clown. You know what I'm saying?
Or you wearing like Eddie Bauer, the colorful, you know
so
what I mean?
So what? Because
like, why couldn't they?
There was nothing wrong with the way I dressed.
No, nothing. But how come they could not have liked that? Why is it because of me?
Because they was actually wearing the same shit too. That's why.
Maybe they didn't like the way you wore it.
Don't make no matter.
But yeah.
You.
I don't like the narrative.
It's not a narrative, Dan.
You put out a narrative that I had. Bad. Like, nobody, you know what I'm saying? Nobody was like the Warriors, like, come out and play with chains and bats looking for you. Like, it wasn't.
And I had people come to my classroom.
Knock it off, Leah.
Like, come on, dog.
Knock
Cut
it off.
The shit.
Knock it off. Like, it's important to, like, so, like what happened January 6th.
We're not doing that. Nope. Mm-mm.
No, nope, but people tend to forget history. You cannot rewrite history just because it fits your narrative.
And I'm not rewriting it because this is something that you continue to do throughout our relationship. Okay? But what were you talking about? Let's get into that.
Expectations?
Yeah.
What about them?
Go ahead. What are they?
I said my piece. What do you, would you want me to name what an expectation is?
I'm just saying.
Is?
So, like, give an example. Like, What is an example?
Expectation is my wife's gonna be home every night at 9 o'clock.
So we're not doing that. But my question to you is, what's an expectation that? How would they differentiate if you are just in a long term relationship versus how would expectation differentiate if you are in a long term relationship versus being married? What makes it different?
You asking me?
I'm asking you.
I don't know. I don't know if it does differentiate. I mean, when you're not married, there's always the option to just kind of bail.
But if you are in a long-term relationship, right? And granted, you can bail when you're married, technically, like if you want to be technical.
Yeah, it's just a little more trouble.
It could be. Depending on who you with, it could be.
Either way, it's a little more trouble. Now, whether the person wants to fight, but there's, like, paperwork that needs to be filed. Both people need to sign it. It needs to be blah, blah, blah. If there's not property involved, it's not.
So, you're going way
No, but it's complicated.
So, life is complicated.
Leah, I don't need an after-school special definition. I'm saying that, like, if you want to split, if you're not married versus if you are married, it's just a, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, if I'm staying with you, I could just pack my stuff and leave. Versus if we have an apartment that we're both on a lease, or if we have a house and we're both on a mortgage.
You
know what I'm talking about.
You technically still
you're already
can
starting
pack
this,
your
you're
stuff
already starting to show off on the wrong. I don't like it.
I'm really not. I mean,
You clown me about taking you to Northeastern.
I didn't clown you.
And
that was
giving
you.
Me granny so, kisses.
Listen, that's what you called them. My kisses are sweet and tender.
I don't know about that.
I don't get... Oh, now you don't know?
No, I don't know.
Now you don't know.
No, I don't know.
But anyway, I think that, you know, there are definitely some unspoken expectations that come from both sides. And I think that in any relationship, it is very important to lay out what it is that you want and you expect from your mate. And that should be done early on. Can things change? Absolutely, right? Because as each person grows and evolves, their expectations and their desires may change. But it is up to each individual to express that.
So, all right, fair enough. I don't really know what the expectation... I don't really know if... If I can go back and talk to my younger self, I don't know what the expectations would what I would convey. I don't know. But I think it's something that both people should have conversations about prior and have real conversations. And maybe don't call them expectations, but just call them expectation. You know, are there ideal?
No. I think that they can be expectations. Now, you know, the basic ones are you know, respect. I expect for you to have respect for me, and for our relationship. Now, what does that mean, and what does that look like to you? Because that can look many different ways to people. So with that, there needs to be a conversation. So respect, honesty, you know, I expect communication, right? Those are all, and I don't want to call them fluff because they're absolutely important, but those are the terms that we typically hear. But we're not discussing, when we say that, we're not discussing what that actually means to us, what that looks like to us. And unfortunately, some folks need hardcore examples. You can't just say those words and think that, I said it, so they should get it. No, it looks different to different people. So you need to be able to have examples of what that looks like and feels like to you.
What if you don't have them?
You gotta have something, honey.
Well,
even if you give an example of what it doesn't look like. So respect. Okay, well, if I can't give you an example of what respect looks like, then I should be able to give you what disrespect looks like and know not to do that.
Do you believe the saying of, like, you know, show me a man and his relationship with his mother and you show me whatever? What's that? I don't know what the saying is. What's the saying?
I'm not sure. But if you're referring to, you know, how men interact with their mother, would be indicative of how they would treat their woman, then maybe not. Like, I'm not a firm believer in that, right? Because you know, sometimes males don't have the best relationship with their mother for whatever reason, just like some women don't have the best relationship with their fathers for whatever reason. That doesn't mean that the way they treat and love their mother is going to be the same way they treat and love me as a woman.
But on the flip side, when you women have daddy issues.
Who is this?
Huh?
What?
You want me to say you females?
When women.
Oh, I get it. Because I'm saying you. I get it. When women.
Some women.
Oh my God, Leah. I don't want to do the.
It doesn't matter if you want to or not. I'm not going to allow you to do that.
When women have daddy issues, it definitely bleeds over. No pun intended. Onto guys. And it manifests in different ways. I.e. you know, like the girl I fell in love with, what turned her there, or...
Excuse me?
What?
What?
The dancer girl.
Oh, shoot.
So...
I was not very clear on what you were talking about. So you're talking about when you fell in love with the stripper. You want to know what made her become a stripper.
God damn, little mama. You know you thick as hell, you know what I'm saying?
No. I'm saying it might have been daddy issues. I mean...
Or there's good money in it.
I mean...
Or she had to pay, you know.
But
what
it
I'm
manifests
saying?
In different ways. And so listen. Chris Rock said famously, my job as a dad... is to keep my daughter off of the pole.
Listen.
And keep her out of the Clear Heels. I think he said that. So my job...
Don't be misquoting folks.
My job is to, you know, like the only time that...
Uh-uh. I don't know what you about to say, but I'm going to stop you right there. Because we need to have some order.
Oh, yes, Daddy.
Ridiculous.
So, yeah. I think that daddy issues definitely manifest. Probably more than mommy issues. And I don't have data to support that. So this is all...
Bullshit!
This is all spitballing, as they call it.
It's bullshit.
And so I'm just going to speak on behalf of the guys that have encountered the ladies with daddy issues.
Well, how...
Because it definitely is really tough.
You know,
and it's hard on us.
You can
and we're affected by it. As men...
You can call it daddy issues, or you can call it issues with men who have... You can call it trauma, okay? From past failed relationships. Because the men want to be out there smutting it around.
Well, what's smutting exactly?
Yeah.
What's... No, let's define what's smutting.
You want to define smutting.
Yeah, because...
Slutting. The male version of slutting.
Yeah, but what...
A male slutting.
But what we... Like in the famous words of R. Kelly, like, what are we talking?
Acting as if you are not in a relationship.
Oh, that's differently. So if I'm... So if me and you...
And slanging that thing.
If me and you are kicking it, right? And I go kick it over there with Sharice. And I go kick it over there with Sharissa. And I go kick it over there with Jacqueline. Mm-hmm. Is that smutting?
If you're in a relationship, we're not talking about just kicking it, just dating. We're not talking about dating. We're talking about like you have committed, like you said, you're my girlfriend. And she said, you are my boyfriend, or...
Girls be saying that shit.
Or,
we don't talk like that. Guys don't be saying, you're my...
You don't have definitive terms?
I mean, and it's awful that we don't, because then that's what muddies the water.
Let me tell you something.
We don't... Like, let's be clear, Leah, before you even get off on the tangent. right?
Yeah.
I think... The average, if we was to take a poll,
let me tell you this.
Hold on.
Take a poll.
If we was to
Here
take
you
a
go
poll,
with your poll,
how many the women listeners versus the male listeners, how many of them have said to the other person, "Hey, what are we? What, you know? Can we define what this is?" I can make a safe assumption that it comes more from the women's side than the guy's side. Probably like 85% woman side.
So I'll say this.
That doesn't make it right.
I'll say this. I have, and I can only speak for myself, I've been thinking that I'm cool with a dude, right? Like we chilling, we kicking it. Like we friends, right? Maybe there was some interest there, and maybe there still is some interest there. Right, but we haven't, like you said.
You
we
mean
haven't,
still, like today?
I'm just saying.
Flag on the play.
No, not.
You need to be very clear on what you're saying.
I'm not. I'm in past tense.
I'm not in a joking mood.
Okay, we're way back. Okay, right. We're way back. And, you know, anyway, kind of, you've interrupted me now. You messed up my train of thought.
Yeah.
So there's some interest there, right? But we haven't, neither one of us, well, one of us has not defined, right? Next thing you know, defined what this is. But next thing you know, I'm being introduced as the people's girlfriend. So we didn't discuss this.
Introduced to who?
Friends, parents, siblings.
Did you say this is my girl or this is my
this
bitch?
This is my girlfriend. I ain't never been referred to as that one during the introduction.
Well,
now, I'm gonna fucking call me that behind my back.
All right, well, I'm just asking because sometimes, you know what I mean?
But it ain't never been.
We grew up in an era where, you know
It
what
ain't
mean?
Never been.
Like, this is just my, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I ain't never been referred to as that.
All right, I'm just checking. I just want to be clear.
Not to my face.
I just want to be clear for the listeners.
So, I know for me... I have asked that question.
See?
Just one time. And that was to you.
Ah.
All right. Just because I wanted some clarity.
Is the podcast over?
It ain't.
All
right. It ain't.
All right.
But just because I wanted clarity, because I found myself spending a lot of time with you. And my other people, you know what I'm saying?
It was an investment, baby.
They was getting the short end of the stick.
I don't care about them, nigga. That was the best time you could have spent.
Yeah, no.
You like it's like taking $5, right?
And so anyway, what I wanted to do back then was to make sure, like, yo, what's happening here? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm feeling you. You're clearly feeling me. We're spending a lot of time together. My other homies is, you know what I'm saying?
Just
they missing me.
And Leia.
They missing me. And if we're not gonna go no further, I need to be able to divide my time up appropriately so that everybody gets a fair shot.
That's being a whore.
I didn't say I was fucking them.
But that's being a whore.
Excuse me. I did not say that I was being intimate with them.
I mean, it's too late, Leah.
You better edit that out.
No. No. I mean,
but that's not being a whore. That's weighing my options. Right?
So, when... Yeah.
It's weighing my options. But again...
What do you mean weighing your... You have dated a couple of jokers, right? And you
gotta be joking.
Now you're saying,
you're a hater.
Now you're saying,
this is way past 20 years
now
ago,
you're sitting,
and you're still
now
holding
you're
on
sitting,
to them feelings.
Now you're
baby.
Sitting
Come
down.
On. I'm here with you.
Now you're sitting down. I'm Don't stroke
you.
Me.
I'm with you.
Now you sit down.
Said you never.
Now you sit down. Now you sit down now, and you weigh your options and say, okay, so put it this way. This is how I think in my world. In my little world is how I think.
Mm-hmm.
So say, you know, you're on the market, right, for a job.
Mm-hmm.
Interview at TD Ameritrade. You interview at The Gap. Interview at Beth Israel. Interview at Home Depot. Weigh the options, the pay, benefits, salary, fringe benefits, all that good stuff. Now let me wait. Let me see what makes the most sense. Let me see who I'm gonna pick.
And you can do
that.
That
ain't what you was doing.
You
was actively smutting around with different people.
Now what's
and then now you
define smutting.
You messing with 4 or 5 different people. You know?
Listen,
4 or 5 different jokers.
So here's what I say.
And now you want definition from me.
Messing with.
You want the pressure to be on me.
Actively dating.
Pressure.
Oh, that's my shit.
I know.
I was actively dating.
Sure.
But the same way
I wasn't
felt like I. The lies you
I
tell.
Was not actively dating. Listen. I was on a party line.
Listen.
But I wasn't actively dating.
The lies you tell.
And that's facts.
You can play semantics if you want to. Because that's what we're doing.
But what are we talking about? I was not actively dating.
Were you talking to more than one person at a time?
Like on the phone?
On the phone.
Yeah.
Were you making them feel like they had an opportunity
to make anyone
be
feel like anything.
The
yeah.
lies.
Well, yeah, I couldn't even make you feel like you mattered enough to give me a quality kiss.
Hey, listen.
I didn't get no quality smooches.
You can, that's what you want to call it. That's fine.
Well, yeah, how do you kiss your grandmother?
On the cheek.
All right, well. Just move it over a little bit, and that's how you would kiss me.
I was giving you pecks on the lip. That's
yeah.
all you was getting.
Leah, so, come on. Are you kidding?
So, understand, if that's all you was getting, what you think them other people was getting?
Probably more, because they was
no.
driving you.
No, that's a... You think of... Listen, baby.
I wasn't fortunate enough. I had a bus pass, and I was proud of my bus pass.
Yeah, we both had one.
Yeah. So, you know... I was trying to live a righteous life. I wasn't doing things.
And I'm not even.
I wasn't.
Even
I wasn't out
so,
there. I
I'm
wasn't
not even talking about Northeastern. I'm not even talking about English high days when you was walking me
to
Northeastern.
What are you talking about? Later.
I'm talking about later when we reconnected.
When you came to New York and you was talking
now
to other niggas
while you. Now
you're
still in here in Boston. Oh, see, you still you.
I know,
baby. No.
Yeah. Just to be clear, she came.
No,
I lived
to
in
be
I lived
clear.
145th and St. Nicholas, and I loved that apartment.
Yeah,
it was perfect. I loved
it's a
it.
Nice little spot.
Yep, I was so proud of it. I
well,
drove
I
there. I moved
too.
Myself. Everything
well,
was good.
I was with you.
And then she comes to visit. You know what I'm saying? She's there every weekend, every other weekend or
it wasn't
something like
every weekend.
It's probably every weekend,
it,
right?
It definitely, because
she's coming to get.
Weekend.
She's coming to get. I mean, she knows what she can possibly.
Tonight,
you know what I mean?
What?
What?
What are you talking about?
Nah, you came for, I mean, you knew. You knew what it was.
What did I know exactly? I was coming to visit my friend because that's what we were at the time.
Yeah, but you know that I'm more like that was an investment. It's like you investing in your 401k.
We was cool.
You can choose to invest in your 401k or not.
We was cool.
Nah, but you knew that was a quality investment.
No, at the time I didn't. I just knew that we was cool.
Anyway, so she's coming to New York to see me.
We weren't together. He broke up. When he moved, he broke up with me because he felt like he didn't want to deal with long-distance relationship.
And I also applied for the real world.
He wanted to be on the real world.
I sent in a video. They sent me a letter back. I had to send in another tape. I thought I was going to be on the real world. I didn't want to be on the real world in a long-distance relationship because I watched the real world.
No,
and I saw how those all went.
And I took it like a champ.
Yeah,
like,
but then she came to see me and getting people's phone numbers.
I wasn't seeking, folks.
But
it's just what happened.
Yeah.
But that's what happens when you're single in a big city.
This is dumb.
You can call it what you want. But see, again, I'm back here in Boston. I'm not even in New York.
Yeah, I was.
No, you weren't either. What I'm referring to is when we both were here. This is before you left.
I was on Lonsdale Street.
Dude, why do you want to give out your
information? Who cares?
Everybody, I'm a homeowner now. Don't do that. It doesn't matter. Don't do that. You don't need to fucking drop street names.
Why?
Edit that shit out.
Why?
Because I said so. But anyway.
It's a street. You don't own it? What do you care?
I don't have to own it, but don't do that. It's not like that. That part is not important.
I thought we can't say names. We can say streets.
That part was not important.
So I can't say where you're from?
So now we're wasting a whole bunch of time.
All right, sorry.
So, anyway. When you were here before you left for New York is when I'm referring to, is the time that I'm referring to. We weren't technically serious with each other in terms of having a defined term. However, we were spending a lot of time with each other. And I know that I was neglecting my other friends.
You see?
And
you even have to do you have to do your own edit button. I literally watched you say that, yo.
Say what?
I was neglecting my friends. Like
I was neglecting my other friends.
It didn't flow that smoothly the first time.
It doesn't matter, but that's what I was doing.
Yeah, it is what it is. I mean, you know.
So, absolutely, I'm asking you, yo, like, what's up? No pressure, just want some clarity.
No pressure.
And, you know, he was like, you know, I'm not really trying to be in a relationship right now. No problem.
Because you got options.
No problem.
Leah, yeah.
Did I give you a problem?
I don't even remember. Yeah.
Now you don't remember.
It doesn't even matter.
It absolutely matters.
What are we talking about? I just simply wanted to come on here and thank. I wanted to thank the listeners for listening last time. I didn't want to get into.
I didn't want to get into a whole
unpacking of.
Babe, this is what we're talking about.
I done been insulted at the beginning of this podcast.
Nobody insulted you.
You're slamming and throwing me all around throughout the whole podcast.
Never, babe.
Like, never. You know what I mean? Talking about how many options you had,
but we started off by saying how you were sprinkling false hope on people.
That's. You know, perception is very interesting.
It really is.
You see 6, I see 9.
Yeah, exactly. Those numbers aren't for no reason either. But anywho.
All right. So we're coming to a close. Because
one of the things, you know, because I definitely say this to you. I've said it to you a lot in the past, right? Like, you know, sprinkling false hope. And I think that it's a very slippery slope, and I feel like, you know, a lot of individuals do this, right? Whether, you know, they're married or just in a long-term relationship or just in a relationship period. You know, it's really important for you to be careful of how you treat another person when you are in a relationship, right? Or a marriage. Specifically, when you have chosen to commit to someone, it's really important that the way you treat outsiders does not affect the way your mate feels, right? Like, you definitely should not be super friendly to the point where that person feels like they actually have a chance with you, even though you are in a relationship. Because it gets sticky and dicey that way, right? So, like, you can't be in a relationship and still make other people feel like they got a chance to be with you. Like, let's not do that.
Is that your closing argument?
No, I didn't know we was closing.
We are we were supposed to have closed 5 minutes ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Because that's because you wanted to interrupt stuff.
I didn't.
But you did.
Do you have?
So I didn't even get on my topic because we stayed on yours talking about expectations and you want to take it back to 2000.
Sorry.
Like, dude, come on. We here now.
Okay, so you want to save this for next one?
Babe, I don't even understand what just happened here, but I guess we can.
Sorry. So, as always, we're going to end with team. You heard from the last podcast, and so team, 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 right?
Yeah.
And, you know, probably sleep on the couch tonight.
I need you to stop doing that.
No, I've slept on the couch before.
That was by choice.
Well,
never, because I made you.
Be a cold room.
Hey.
When it's a cold bed, you know what I'm saying? You want to go somewhere where it's warm.
See, this is how you get messed up.
On that note.
This is how you get messed up. Because that goes completely against what I just finished saying.
No, I'm all right, guys. Yeah. So this has been another episode of Wet Locked and Loaded. Team. Team, team, team. And we'll see y'all. What happened?
Go ahead, finish. Because I just can't believe you did that. Because that was supposed to be a nice little segue into my topic. But it's all good.
Sorry. All right. So we'll see y'all next week.